The I think we left off discussing Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about Hechsher Mitzvah. Let's start with Rashi. So Rashi says that we're still talking about. We're going back to Shkotli Bashali. Sorry. And really, it is a valid diyuk that Kibbutz of Aim is not Dochel Shabbos, but otherwise, say is Dochel Asashish Bakares. But that's only in Hechsher Mitzvah, meaning an absolute necessity, but that wouldn't prove that Yibam Zoharayis, it's not a necessity because the Hashem gave you the option of Chalitza. He made it a non-required mitzvah. And therefore, we don't need Aleha, and that's why we're still stuck in the middle of our lengthy sugya. Tosos has a series of kashas on Rashi. Let's just look at some of the kashas. I mean, there are many answers to the kashas. I just want to point out maybe the most important lumdish answers to the kashas. What was the kashas Tosos and Rashi? Let's go through Tosos. Perish be countries. The Ola Mishchot li Basha li Vavi Alma Dachi. We come up with Nail the Hakul Lithia say the Yibom Lav the Achos Isha Mishal the Eagle Mifrash again Hefshir Mitzvah. The Efshir Kaim Akiv Lok the Salav. Aval Gabi Yibom Yachl Kaim Mitzvah Lod the Salav. The Efshir Bechalitza. The Kasha Lari. One. The Ainza Efshir. The Osir Liyabe Misham Kares. Chalitza Nami Loboy. The Koshin Oliv Main Ola Le Chalitza. Ola Kamber Days Yalfi Mikra. So, one is, right, Kol She'eino Ole Miyibam Eino Ole Lachalitza. I didn't turn it off, just made it a little lower. Rashi's whole vort was that, it's not a bittul mitzvah. It's not necessary to do yibum. You can always do chalitza. The problem is, if you can't do yibum because of arayis, then you can't do chalitza either. So, how do you answer this? By the way, I probably should have put it on the course. The Tosos Maram for Rabbeinu Peretz here is, out of all the Rishonim, I think the only one who goes at length to try to defend Rashi, which is a good thing to look at if you have a chance. Okay, he gives a defense of Rashi. He says, well, still, but theoretically, Yibam is not so important because at least, like, sometimes there's another option. So he says, still, we can still see that Yibam is not so important because at least in some cases you can do Chalitza. But I thought you could say a more lumdish way to defend Rashi, which is back to Chakir we had on Daf Gimel when we dealt with this cloud, right? Bottom Gimel and Aleph, Koshen Yol Yibam Ola Chalitza, right? The question was, so why is Almana Minanisu in the Kohen Gadol Ola Lachalitza? And there are a few answers we have. But one of the lumdish answers we had, which maybe you can suggest for Rashi here, so maybe you could answer for Rashi here, that, where what was the Hakir we had? Does it mean that if practically you can't do Yibam, you can't do Chalitza? Or no, it means someone who's fundamentally Mufka from Yibam is Mufka from Chalitza. But someone who just has a side obstacle to doing Yibam, maybe still has a chiv chalitza, so maybe you could say Rashi holds that erva, not erva lefi amaskana, there's a special pasuk aleha. Erva, if only reason not to do yibum is ein asei docha. Losase sheyesh bo kares, which the Havni at this point. Remember, this is before Aleha. We don't know there's a special pasuk to. Let me even say it better. What you can answer is that for Rashi is that lemaskana. There's no yibam of an erva because Aleha is mafkia yibam. Okay, if there's a special pasuk to exempt her from yibam, that's kol sheina yibam as well. Kol hamafka mi yibam, Eino ole lachalitza. But at this point in the Havamina, the Havamina we're up to now, there's no Yibam of an Erva because you can't be Doche a Losase Sheyesh Bokaris. Only because of a side problem. We don't know Aleha yet. We're in the Havmina. Why do we need Aleha? So if the only reason you can't do Yibam to an Erva is because of the Losase Sheyesh Bokaris, because we don't have a Pasuk yet, then that's only a side problem. Like Almana Min Hanisuin Lekohen Gadol. And one of the explanations we give there, I know it wasn't the only explanation. And Kal She'eino Ole Leyibam, because of a side problem, is Ole Lechalitza. That's what I thought you could answer in a lumdish sense for Rashi. That if you have this chakira, this kol shein liyibam lechalitza means if lemaisa you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza, then Rashi doesn't work. It means no, anyone who's potter from yibam is potter from chalitza. But anyone who's a side problem with yibam still is to do chalitza. Then here, we don't know lehayam. We don't think the erva has a fundamental tor from yibam. We just think there's a side problem, that there's something you can't be doche. So if there's a side problem, she can still do chalitza, and Rashi makes sense, kipshuto. She'll still do chalitza, because there's only a side problem. It's only after we get to the end of the sugya and have a leha do we know that it's not just a side problem, it's a fundamental exemption from yibam. I thought that was the best way to answer this first kasha on Rashi. Okay, let us look at the second question. The second question of Tosfos is kasha luri de ainz V'od armina b'hai shmai to lo chashvina gabi yibam efter l'kaim shneim al yidei chalitza shem de chalitza makom yibam lav mitzvahi. Right, what's the second question? Second question is that chalitza makom yibam lav mitzvahi. How can Rashi say, oh, it's not a hechsher mitzvah, you have the option of chalitza? The Gemara explicitly has this happening in the Daf Chaf. They say, well, maybe you should say Yibam's not Tochi Yibam Chalitza. And the answer is no, Chalitza's not a mitzvah compared to Yibam. Only Yibam's a big mitzvah. So therefore, you do have to do Yibam. So how can Rashi say you have the option of Chalitza? The Gemara says you don't have the option of Chalitza. It's Efshar to do Chalitza, because compared to Yibam, that's not a mitzvah. So, again, if you look in the Tosfos Aram, he says, yeah, we're not really discussing whether you can do Chalitza. We're just showing that Yibam's not such a big mitzvah. But I think that, you know, Ayin Sham, but in the other Mefarshim, I found two ways to answer this, right? One way to answer this is in Rav Avram and Ahar here. That's also published in one of the Rav Blau books. Min Ahar says that if you look at the line Tosfos is quoting, right, what's Tosfos saying? How can Rashi say you have another option? The Gemara says Chalitza doesn't count as an option. Yibam is the only real mitzvah. So that's a shakla tarya there. That's what in the beginning it's just said without names. But later on in the Tav Chaf Alef Amud Aleph, it's Reish Lakish who answers, ah chalitza b'makom yibam lav mitzvah. Right? But that's only what Reish Lakish says. Originally, right? That's not what Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar, we don't know who it was, said. So it seems to me that's only Reish Lakish's opinion. So the answer is, our sugya argues on Reish Lakish. There, Reish Lakish there holds chalitza makom yibam lav mitzvah. Our sugya holds no, chalitza and yibam are equal mitzvahs, and they're both perfectly good options. Okay, our sugya disagrees with Reish Lakish, right? And Vaharaya, Reish Lakish was coming to argue on some earlier, some other Amoraim there. Not everyone agreed with Reish Lakish. The Maskana, Daf Chav Aleph, is that Chalitza is not considered an option. That's not Eftel Kaim Shneim. You have to do Yibam. Because that's the big mitzvah. And our sugya doesn't hold that way. But that's the way the Rishonim try to defend Rashi. The Achronim, the Kobetz Ha'aros, and the Rav says in different words. Everyone says the same thing in different words. But Rav Chanan says very nicely, That's Rav Ruminahar. In the Kovetz Ha'aros, he gives a different defensive option. He says very simple. He says over there, when they wanted to know if chalitza was an option or not, what were they trying to figure out? If this is a case of blank or not. What's the halachic phrase? Efshe l'kayim shneim. Over here, we're trying to figure out if this is a case of blank or not. Hesher mitzvah. Right? We don't use the same phrase of efshe l'kayim shneim and hesher mitzvah. He says it could be that they're discussing efshe l'kayim shneim. He says it's not efshe l'kayim shneihem. Right? It's not efshe l'kayim shneim. Why? Because chalitza is not an equal kiyum. It's not efshel l'kayim shneim. Chalitza is not as big a kiyum as yibum. Read Pshur v'shal Mikra. You should do yibum. Abidiyavet! You can do chalitza because Hashem understood that it's not so pashut and not everyone could just marry everyone on the spur of the moment and, you know, life is complicated. But chalitza is not as big a kiyum as yibum. So in terms of a kiyum, it's not efshel l'kayim shneihem. Because chalitza is a small kiyum and yibum's a big kiyum. Therefore, yibum is doche alav. You can't say, efshel l'kayim shneihem, don't be doche alav. It's not efshel l'kayim shneihem. Chalitza is not a kiyum. It says chalitza is not a kiyum. But it's also not a hechsher mitzvah. Why? Because chalitza is not a kiyum. Because chalitza is not a bittul mitzvah. Right? Meaning, are the two sugyos are dealing two different gedarim. In the chafal, we're talking about being docha a regular lav. To be docha a regular lav, what do we say? If you want to do a kiyum, you're docha a lav. Chalitza is not a big kiyum. Over here, we're not discussing Docha L'Ordi L'Lach. We're being discussing Docha. Therefore, Yibum is not Docha a Losase Sheyesh Bo Kares. Here, we're discussing Docha Losase Sheyesh Bo Kares. No, anytime you have a Kiyum, that's Docha Alav. And Chalitza is not as good a Kiyum. But if you Docha Losase Sheyesh Bo Kares, you need more than just a Kiyum. The only time you don't allow sausages for karis is to avoid being mevatel mitzvah. Is if you have to be mevatel mitzvah. To not be mevatel mitzvah, you can be don't allow sausages for karis. That's a Rochana defends Rashi. He says to be mekayim a mitzvah, it's worth doing a lav. That's the chavalif. Chalitz mak a mitzvah is not a good kiyum. That's called efter lekayim shneihem kiyum. But to be docha a karis, you can't be docha a karis to be mekayim a mitzvah. You only docha a karis because you don't want to be mevatel mitzvah. And therefore, chalitza, while it's not as good a kiyum, it's not a bittul mitzvah, the Torah says you have a way out, do chalitza, and you'll still be yotze your obligation. It won't be as good a kiyum, but you're still yotze your obligation, you won't have done anything wrong, you won't have a bittul asay. And therefore, he says very pashut, that's why the Tosfos is mixing up two phrases. Hechsher mitzvah means the higher standard to be docha kares, you're only docha kares for hechsher, if it wouldn't be kosher to do otherwise. Here it would be kosher to do chalitza, it wouldn't be a bittul asay. And Dach Chafal, we're discussing a regular lav. A regular lav, that's Esher L'Kayim Shneim, a kiyum makes it worth doing a lav. And chalitza compared to yibum is not a kiyum. I thought that was a very poshut answer. Like, what right does Tosfos have to start mixing the Gedder of Hechsher Mitzvah with the Gedder of Esher L'Kayim Shneim? They look similar, but they're two different phrases. Chazal wanted to mean the same thing, they could use the same phrase. So I thought poshut shot was like the Kovetz Ha'aros. They're two different phrases. Only a Hechsher to do something kosher as opposed to something treif, that's docha kares. But lekayim, to get a proper kiyum, is docha alav. And chalitza is not a kiyum, but on the other hand, it's still kosher. It's not a bittul asay. That's question two. Let's go to question three. We'll count the parentheses. Ve'od l'kam l'fi emesti k'rabba k'layim l'am l'ikra came in the hechsher mitzvah docha filosasa shish b'kares. What's question three? Question three is, according to Rashi, what comes out? Right, according to Rashi, hechsher mitzvah is doche lo sasa sheish bo kares. Right? If hechsher mitzvah is doche lav sheyesh bo karbeis, then kol shekein, it's doche a lav. So why do you need, right, gedilin? Why do you need the smuchen of tzitzis? Okay, meaning according to Rashi, it turns out that a necessary mitzvah, not like Yibam, a necessary mitzvah is docha like kareis. So then, of course, it's docha regular lav. So why do you need a pasuk by tzitzis? So the reason Rashi erased this is because Tosfos already answers it above near the end of Divrei Masechta Taima. The Marashal points out the answer so obvious. He even took out the question. I don't know if that's necessary, but he says that Tosus earlier already answered this, and he said that maybe you might have thought that it's for Rava, right? Maybe you would have thought the pasuk was for Rava, or maybe you would have thought it's a teacher that sits this docha even though it's not Shabbat Bakol. So this is easy to answer. One answer is Tosos earlier, right? It's to teach you. To teach you that Semer Upishtim Potrim Bechaldavar, not for Dechia, just to teach you that on any material you can use wool strings or linen strings, that was Rava, or Tosus gave a second answer above. He says to teach you that Tzitzis is Doche Afal Pi She'eno Shava Bekol, right? We paskin that women don't wear Tzitzis. Or that's what Marshal points out. Tosfos answers earlier, or Rabbi Chana answers a very simple answer. Good nerd, what's the simple answer? Tzitzis is not. It's not Hechsher Mitzvah. Or maybe Tzitzis is not Hechsher Mitzvah. I see where you're going. Tzitzis is not Hechsher Mitzvah because you don't have the word Tzitzis. Right? But what does Hechsher Mitzvah mean? Hechsher Mitzvah doesn't just mean it's a bigger kiyum. Hechsher Mitzvah means it's necessary, because otherwise you're mevatel the asay. Not so pashat. Maybe you could wear wool on wool, or linen on linen, or not wear four corners, right? I mean, since it's not so necessary, it's not like binyan beis hamikdash and keep it up that you have to do it or else you're mevatel an asay. No, there's plenty of ways to get around tzitzis. Either get around tzitzis by wearing a three-corner garment and making a circle, a curve, on the fourth corner, or but wool and linen on linen.
Even if this was Hechsher Mitzvah, we still need tzitzis to teach us the klal that Esi Dochalot to say, even if it's not Hechsher Mitzvah.
I mean, maybe the reboy would be to teach us for a non-Hechsher Mitzvah, at least for regular lav.
Yeah.
Okay, that's also a good har. So there are many ways to answer this. This is really a shmizy question. Maybe that's also part of the reason, even though it's not explicit, why the Marshal put in parentheses. Ve'od, demaskinan de b'shum makom ein asei dochalot sasa sheyesh b'kareis, mashma afilo be hechsher mitzvah. Right, what's question four? Is that, what's the maskana? Lemaskana, lefi Rashi, hechsher mitzvah is doche lav sheyesh bo kareis. Right? Lemaskana, what does he say? We can talk a lot from Kibbutz Rabbein that Hechsher Mitzvah is Docha Lav Sheyesh Bo Kareis, but not that Yibam is Docha Lav Sheyesh Bo Kareis, because even that Hechsher Mitzvah says, but it's not true, says Tosos. But it's not true. Who ever heard of this? A necessary mitzvah? An absolutely obligatory mitzvah is Docha Lav Sheyesh Bo Kareis? Mechitesi, we never heard of such a thing. That's not true. So he says, therefore Rashi must be wrong. So this, I've seen. Okay, how would you answer this one? Anyone?
Say Anachinami.
One answer is Anachinami, right? It is true. What kind of question is that? Ah, but we know it's not true. How do you know it's not true? As a matter of fact, there's one Rishon, that somewhat obscure Rishon, who holds that it is true. Although, I wish he'd said it because of Rashi here. He doesn't. He said it because of the line in the next sugya. But there's one obscure Rishon in Old Stock, it is true, that an Asay is Docha Lo Sashi Yish Bokaris. He didn't say Hechsher Mitzvah, but he says Asay Docha Lo Sashi Yish Bokaris. That is the Rash Mikinon. What's the name of his book?
Sefer Krisos.
The Sefer Krisos of the Rash Mikinon. Sefer Krisos of the Rash Mikinon is it's not a book about things you're chayiv karis for.
Even though you might think so, Lashis Bakaris.
No, it's not a Pirush of the Second Krisis. Save for Krisis, the Rashi Kinon, he's one of the Bali Tosfos, is a book about Klolim of Shas. Yeah, a long time ago, before they wrote a lot of books about that. It's a very, very fascinating Sefer. There's a few lines in the Sefer Krisis, the Rashi Kinon, that are famous, right? He's the one who started with the famous Nachal Esam question, no? I think he's the one who invented the famous Nachal Esam question, right? You know, who learned Yerodea? Anyone? Remember, Kavua is not Batal, right? So every piece of land, every field is Kavua, right? So therefore, there was once an Egal Rufa in Eretz Yisrael, so there's one field in Eretz Yisrael that you're not allowed to plant. It's Kavua, so it's not Batal to the other field, so you can't plant anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, it's a famous, that's the most famous thing the Sefer Krisis ever dealt with was that. I'm pretty sure that's the most famous part of the Sefer Krisis. And he answers that no, the din that Kavua is not Batal is only if you can identify which is Asur, which is Mutter. But since we can't identify which field it is, it's Batal. Okay, that's for Yerodea. I'm sure you're all familiar with that Svara if you've gone through Simon Kofiot. But the Sefer Krisis, it is true. And then Rashi would just say Rashi holds like Sefer Krisis. The Sefer Krisis of the Rashi Mikinon holds that Takana say is Dokolas Ashish Bokaris. No problem. Where's the Mari Makam, the Sefer Krisis? I left it downstairs, so it's really true. I had an ADAC, but you can testify if you want. Did you see the Sefer Krisis? Oh, Gevaldik. Okay, what's the Mari Makam if you want to look up Sefer Krisis? The Chelek Hei, Lashon Limudim, Shar Gimel, Simon, Kof, Samach, Gimel. Okay. Chelek Hei, Shar Gimel, Simon, Kof, Samach, Gimel. Anyway, in Shem, it's very interesting. That's one way that Rashi holds like the Sefer Krisis. However, I saw in the Tosfos Maran for Rabbeinu Peretz, I don't know, in this they call it Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, right? What do they call it in the back of the fancy Gemaras? Tosfos Maran. All right, so we'll have to call it what it says in the separate book, which is the only thing that I have. We'll have to keep calling it Tosos. Here it calls it Rabbeinu Peretz. There it calls it Maran. We'll keep calling it Tosos Maran for Rabbeinu Peretz.
Which is with the Sefer Krisis. Is he only talking about Hechsher Mitzvah or Asir?
No, he does not distinguish Hechsher Mitzvah and non-Hechsher Mitzvah. So he's not explicitly saying like Rashi, but it could be that that's what he means, and he would fit in with Rashi. But you're right, he's not explicit. He's not explicit. Then actually, the Tosfos Maran and Rabbeinu Peretz says a clever way of defending Rashi, which actually might help us later. Says the Tosfos Maran and Rabbeinu Peretz, he says, what's the classic trick if Rashi says something that can't be true? What did he just say? That's in the Havmin of the Gemara, but in the Maskana of the Gemara, they changed their mind. That's what he says. This is in the Havmin of the Gemara. The Havmin of when we're doing the Shakla Matarya and trying to learn from the Kibbutz Ba'ein, Docha Shabbos, or Ein Docha Shabbos. That's in the Havmin of the Gemara. But in the Maskana of the Gemara, they changed their mind. So there's no problem. In this stage in the Havmin of the Gemara, that's what? That's what the Gemara held according to Rashi. But it's okay that doesn't last to Kola Torah Kula because in the Maskana, the Gemara changed their mind. Now, this is always a bit of a, like, different nevius because it's one thing if you actually find a line where the Gemara changes its mind, then that's just called reading Pshat proper. That's called Pshat Meduyik, right? Find the line where the Gemara changed their mind. It's Diyuk Pshat. Over here, it's more of a speculation because he can't find any one line in the Gemara where the Gemara changes their mind. He just says, this is in the Havamina, and in the Maskana, well, I'll add a little, says, in the Havamina, we darshin kibud of va'aim. So what do we say? Hechsher mitzvah is doche karis. But in the Maskana, we change our mind and we don't darshan kibud avayim that way. And this is only for the sake of argument. If you would have had a darshan kibud avayim that way, then maskana we don't darshan kibud avayim that way, so it's okay. However, the one thing he has to figure out is like, What's tricky? Hold on a second. This wasn't just a hobby. We had to darshan Kibbutz Rav Ein this way, right? Remember, Kibbutz Rav Ein was not Docha Shabbos. We had to make the deal that other things, mitzvos, are Docha Los Ashish Bokaris. And at first we thought, well, mitzvos are Docha Los Ashish Bokaris. Then we say, Heksher mitzvos are Docha Los Ashish Bokaris. But like, where's the way out? Basically, the Havim are so good that all Asays are Docha Karis. The Maskan is that only Heksher mitzvos are Docha Karis. But where's the way out to say nothing's Docha Los Ashish Bokaris? Then what do you darshan Kibbutz Rav Ein? Like, how does it work? So he, that always bothered me until I saw the Tosmar Rambam Ben Peretz who actually answered this. Okay, so he gives an answer. What he says is, says, Chalila sh'olah li Rashi one more time. First of all, Chalila that Rashi is going to say, you can start being Docha and Losashi Yishbo Kuris. Give me a break. Ella, I guess it's a good thing he didn't read the Sefer Krisis. Ella, Rashi Pirish, Kach, Hainu, Maida, Salka, Daita, the Erba Tzuch, Gras. Is it one of Salka, Daita, that we're trying to figure out why Erba needs a Gras, making all kinds of, you know, of Havminas. Ah, Salka, Daita, Chlomer, that say Docha lav de Kuris. Ugedila, Mokmin, and Lecha de Rava. He throws in this line, it has to do with somehow about Gedilim and Rava, has to do with Gedilim and Rava, meaning, what does he say? He, this is based on something he says a little earlier in the Sugya, in the previous Dibra Maschil, he says this is only in the Havamina that Gedilim is for Rava. What do you mean by Gedilim? By Gedilim, I mean the Smuchin. What do you mean the Smuchin is for Rava? The Smuchin is to teach us that silk only potters silk, and cotton only potters cotton, and, doesn't matter. Silk only potters silk, cotton potters cotton, but linen potters, strings potter everything, and wool strings potter everything. Right? That's not having Darshi Gedilim for Rava. But Limaskana, Gedilim, is for Asei Docha Losase. And so what? So once the Maskana Gedilim is for Asei Docha Losase, how does that change anything? So here I think you have to put it together with the previous Dibur Masel. I think what it means, limp basis in the Havmi, we're exploring if Gedilim is for Rava, not for Asei Docha Losase, then what can we do? But the Maskana Gedilim is for Asei Docha Losase. And once Gedilim is for Asei Docha Losase, then what? So you put it together with the previous Dibur Masel and the Tosfos Rambam Ben Peretz. I think what he says is that Kibud of Va'Aim is referring to Mechamer, right? Limas, that was in the Havmina, that it was talking about Shkotli Bashali, right? But in the Maskana, it's talking about Mechamer. Oh, you'll ask the question. Didn't the Gemara say? You can't refer to Mechamer, because then we would learn the Ein Asei Docha Losase. The answer is no. It's referring to Mechamer, but we still know Asei Docha Losase from Gedilim. I know this is against some of the answers of the other Rishonim of L'chomer Makshina, L'chulu Lo Makshina. That's what he said earlier. He says, how can the Gemara ask, learn from Mechamer that Asei is not Docha Losase? Why not learn from Gedilim Lehetera? Oh, and the Hav, meaning Gedilim is for Rava. But if you put two and two together, it sounds like the Hav, meaning Gedilim is for Rava. If Gedilim is for Rava, then the Pasuk can't be about Mechamer. They would Aser all Asei Docha Losase. So therefore it must be that it's on a Shkoldi Bashali and we get this crazy result. But Lemaskana, that Gedilim is for Rava, then Kibbutz Rav Ein is talking about Mechamer, and it doesn't answer all say Docha Losase because you have Gedilim being Mater, and it's not talking about Shkotli Bashali at all, and you have no problem. Okay, that's what the Tosfos Rabbi Peretz gets out of it with a little bit of a pilpul, a little bit of a cheshvan, but that's your choice. Either say in Ein like the Sefer Krisis, or say like the Tosfos Maran, Rabbi Peretz. Now, we just have two more questions. Which we'll mention biyachad. The last two questions of Tosas are, here also, you have to be able to hold Kaf Cheshbon in the Gemara. I apologize. I'll see. You know, we have to take a poll. How many people, don't like whenever you have to hold Kaf and a Cheshbon? Maybe we'll never do it again. Okay. Four people come and tell me we'll never do it again. We'll never do it again. And we won't read Pshat. We'll just say Chakiris. But he says ve'od. Ulekaman, he doesn't say ve'od, but ulekaman parach hechsher mitzvah tepelim yhasam. The pierce are contrast. Tepelim yhasam yikibet ava in dlo dachi. Elavade how the mikdash aslameimer haba alma dachi. I feel blow hechsher mitzvah. Ve'in zediot. Dilma legufe yetzer hechsham di kibet yafina di alma dachi. Itzer chumichlu gabi mikdash lo dachi. Umihu. Then he brings the Maharuri. What's number five? Five is, what did the Gemara say? Once we know Kibbut of Aim, we don't need Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? Once we know Kibbut of Aim, we don't need Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Hechsher mitzvah tepuk lumi hasam. So the Gemara says, right? What does the Gemara say? Once we know Kibbut of Aim, we don't need a pasuk for binyan beis hamikdash. For Tosfos, that works out fine. What does it mean? Once we know from binyan of the aim that a preparation for mitzvah is not docha mechamer, why do we need to learn that preparation for binyan beis hamikdash is not docha mechamer? But for Rashi, it doesn't work. For Rashi, what does it say? Once we know that Kibbut of Va'aim is not Doche Karis, but other mitzvos are, why do we need Pasuk for Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Is this a valid question? According to Rashi, why do you need the Pasuk for Binyan Beis HaMikdash? What's the obvious answer? What?
Even an asay which isn't a hechsher mitzvah is
dochel. No, that's what the Gemara wants to say. But according, right? But according to Rashi, right? There's no difference between black and red. The red was getting me. The answer is obvious. Because all mitzvos are, and the chiddush is that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not Doche Kares. For Rashi, the Gemara doesn't make any sense. What does the Gemara say? I would have an extra pasuk on Mikdash to teach us Lav Hechsher Mitzvah, because it's not necessary. Sure, it's necessary if the principle is that Kibbut of Aim is not Doche Kares, but other Hechsher Mitzvahs are Doche Kares, then of course we need a pasuk to teach us Binyan Beis HaMikdash isn't Doche Kares. We would have thought it was. This whole line of the Gemara makes no sense according to Rashi. And the only way to answer it is what Tosfos quotes in the Maharuri. Unless someone has another way to answer it, I'll be very impressed. But, and this is the same with Tosfos Maharam Rabbeinu and Peretz, I don't know who the Maharuri is. Right? Chein Omer Maharuri. It's not the Maharam, not the Rabbeinu and Peretz. It's not the Ri. The Ri is the Ri, not the Maharuri. So I guess it's someone else who started with Yud. I don't know, maybe I'd get some historian, if we can get Chaim Soloveitchik to do some research, he would figure out exactly which the Bali Tosfos you're referring to. But I'm not sure. But in any case, it's also, there's also Ravina Peretz quotes it in the name of Nira the Maharam, the Yashivirish Rashi, the Maharam, meaning the Maharam Rutenberg. So the Maharuri and the Maharam answer. For this, we're going to need a new color. Anyone see green? Maybe it's whatever. Okay, brown. No Mashana. What's the answer? Maharuri and Tosos, so I'm not sure who he is. And the Maharam in the Tosfos Maharam, again, Tosfos Maharam and Rabbeinu Peretz, doesn't mean it was written by Maharam and or Rabbeinu Peretz. What it means, it was written by someone who quotes the Maharam and Rabbeinu Peretz. That's why they named it that way. You know, whoever it is, learn from the Maharam, learn from Rabbeinu Peretz somehow. Okay, so what do they answer? They answer that there are two totally different ways to read this whole diyuk. The way we've been reading the diyuk until now is that, right? The way we've been reading the Deek until now, Kibbut of Aim is not Doche Kares, but other mitzvos are, right? This is how everyone reads the Gemara, right? Except for Rashi, if you want to explain it. If you want to, that's how they think Rashi reads the Gemara, when they ask Tasha. But if you want to explain Rashi, you have to say he reads the Gemara differently. What does he read the Gemara differently? It's not that Kibbut of Aim is not Doche Kares, but other mitzvahs are. What is it? That. And what's the deal? But other cases you are docha karis. What is other cases we assume meant? Keep it of the aim not, but other mitzvahs are. But what's another way to read other cases? Not keep it of the aim not docha, but other assays are docha, but rather Shabbos is not dinitche, but other karises are. That's the other way. Mitzvah is not doche Shabbos, but it is doche other krisos. It's not that kibbut of the aim is unique as kulchem chayav mechvodi. I know that's lush on the drasha. It's that Shabbos is unique. Shabbos isn't nidche, but other karises are. Now, if Rashi reads the Gemara this way, not that kibbut of aim is contrasted with other things. Never said that. We're just saying the Gemara kibbut of aim is different from other mitzvos. It said, ha-lav hachi dachi. What's lav hachi? So we thought lav hachi meant anything but kibbut of aim. Kibbut of aim is not, because your father should listen to Hashem. But other assays are. No. It means Shabbos is not nidche, but other things are. Okay, I know you meant one kash for me. Shabbos is not nidche, but other things are. And if so, then the Gemara makes perfect sense. Once we know mitzvah not docha Shabbos, but it is docha other krisos, then why do we need a pasuk that binyan beis hamikdash is not docha Shabbos? We already know nothing's docha Shabbos. Then Taka, the Gemara's line, reads properly. The only big chiddush that would come out of course, I think this is what you have to say to Rashi. And then that answers question six. What's question six? Tosus gives this answer. Ulahachi itzterich mila upesach vitamid. Question six is, why do we need a pasuk that Pesach, Mila, Vitamid are docha Shabbos if every hechsher mitzvah is docha kareis? The answer is obvious, because hechsher mitzvah is usually docha a kareis, but not Shabbos, because Shabbos is more important. Right? I know in the Gemara said Shabbos is not more important. Not when they talk about Machaber. Machaber of Shabbos is not more important than other mitzvahs. But Shabbos, Mamish, Hill Shabbos, Mamish, that's it. Obviously you need to put that Pesach, Tavid, and Mila. Because even though all Heksher mitzvahs are Docha Kareis, all Heksher mitzvahs aren't Docha Shabbos. Only Pesach, Tavid, and Mila are Docha Shabbos, because they're Yeshno, they're Dibor, the Tadir, the Chuli, whatever the factor ends up being. So this Lachor had to be docha Rashi, how to defend Rashi. Now, comes out of this one big chiddush. What's the chiddush? That according to everyone else, oh, sorry, let me bring one Raya for this shot in Rashi. What does Rashi say in Shavuos? The Gemara in Shavuos says, Agav Orcha, you can't build a base of Mikdash on Yontif. Rashi says, why can't you build a base of Mikdash on Yontif? What does Rashi say in Shavuos? How do we know to look up Rashi Shavuos? Don't tell me, because it's on the Makor sheet. How do we know we should look up Rashi and Shavuos? It's in the Gilyan HaShas. Rabbi Kiva Eger. All right. Definitely, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Again, I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not anything. But all I know is a tip from Rabbi Kiva Eger is worth opening up a Masechet and flipping to a page for it. That I can tell you for sure. I don't know what you should invest in, but you should invest opening up a Daf of Gemara if you get an inside tip from Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he had an inside. He had insider information on everything. So the what is Rashi in Shavuos? Binyan beis hamikdash is not docha yontif because what? Because yont. Oh, what's his lashon? Where is it? Tesvav and beis. Because yontif ikri Shabbos. Because yontif ikri Shabbos. That's what he says, right? Here. I thought it was here. Yeah, there it is. V'yavim tovim nami shabbosos ikri. Sounds like it's davka Shabbos that's chomer. So it's not the yontif, it's yontif is Shabbos, but there's something special about Shabbos. That Rashi definitely sounds like there's something special about Shabbos that supports this pshat. What's the only big chiddush of this pshat then? Would come out a tremendous chiddush. According to everyone else in the world, you're not allowed to do any aveiros for kibud av ha'im. But according to Rashi, what would come out? You're allowed to do any aveiros but chilul Shabbos for kibud av ha'im. Right? According to Rashi, you should be allowed to do any aveiros for kibud av ha'im. Oh, you can't do Tumas Konim and Hashava and Bitl Hashavas Aveda. You say that's gets a lav and nasei. Right? But you should be able to do a regular lav for kibud av ha'im. So, according to Rashi, does it really turn out you can do a lav for kibud av ha'im? So you, yeah?
Only with Hashem Mitzvah.
Correct. But kibud av ha'im is always Hashem Mitzvah because you need to help your father. Right? If not, you're being vatal the mitzvah. Right? So, according to Rashi, Taka is going to lock for Kibud Av Ha'im? It would sound like he should say yes. The only problem is that, what's the problem? Rashi, the Torah in Parshas Kedoshim, says, you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos, Vechein L'Kol Mitzvah Sheva Torah. So Rashi says, you can't do any mitzvah for Rashi does says, it's not that Shabbos is what you can't be Dovah. It's that Kibud Av Ha'im is what's not Dovah. Now we're back in trouble again. So, L'Chorah, what you have to say is, Mike, go back to the I think the only option you have at this point is, because according to Rashi, it turns out that not only that a heksher mitzvah docha lav sheish bukaris, the kibud av ha'im is docha regular lav, that's against what he says all the Torah. So what you might have to say is, go back to the Tosos Ma'aram and say, well, this is all lefi the havmi of the Gemara. Yeah, lefi this havmi of the Gemara, that's what Rashi would hold. But it's okay, because lefi maskanas ha'gemara, you don't have to hold this. So that's how you can get out of the stira in Rashi. Okay. That's enough for Rashi. Six questions on Rashi and answers. Of course, what's bigger than all these six questions on Rashi? I think I mentioned this already at the end of last time. What's the seventh bigger question on Rashi that nobody asks?
Why didn't
he say Tosis Pshat? Right again. Oh, who says he could have fought a Tosis Pshat? Not so hard to think of, because Tosis says Hechshir Mitzvah means what Machshire Mitzvah means in Masechet Shabbos. So, it's not... You know, you could say sometimes, Taka, Rashi didn't think of that pshat. You don't always have to have a pilpul where Rashi didn't say Tosas pshat. But if it's obvious Rashi could have thought of Tosas pshat. It's an easy pshat. So why didn't Rashi Tosas pshat? Okay, so to answer that, we'll first have to see what Tosas pshat is. So what is Tosas pshat? Tosas pshat is a totally different mahalach. Tosas pshat is that it's referring to Mechaber, right? What does it say? Kibud av ha'im and binyan beis hamikdash is not doche mechamer. Why is it not doche mechamer? What happened to us say doche lo saseh? Because, well, exactly, because it's only what we call in modern day terminology hechsher mitzvah, because modern day terminology, everyone in the world disagreed with Rashi, so our modern-day yeshivish terminology follows everyone in the world against Rashi, very reasonably. Hechsher mitzvah means preparing for a mitzvah, because kibud av ha'im and binyan beis hamikdash are only preparatory. Now, I have a simple question. Why are kibud av ha'im and binyan beis hamikdash only preparatory? Like, isn't it the mitzvah of kibud av ha'im and binyan beis hamikdash? Why does the Gemara call it only preparatory? Why does the Gemara call it only preparatory? What does the Gemara mean? Why is it only a Hechsher Mitzvah? It's Mamash a Mitzvah! I am building a Beis HaMikdash, and I'm helping my father. Isn't it Mamash a Mitzvah? Why is it only a Hechsher Mitzvah? Why isn't it an actual Mitzvah? So, what will you say? Why is it not an actual? I'm mamish building a Beis HaMikdash, right? The mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. What does the Torah say? The Asuli Mikdash. The Rambam says, live knows Beis HaMikdash. And I am building a Beis HaMikdash. Torah says, honor your parents. I'm honoring my parents. It's not like Hechsher Mitzvah, like bringing a knife to the meatloaf. The Torah says, cut the Orla. And I'm carrying a knife. That's a Hechsher Mitzvah. The Torah says, right? The Torah says, shake the lulav, and I am cutting the lulav off the tree, or whatever I'm doing. That I understand. That's hechsher mitzvah. Right? The Torah says, eat matzah, and I'm baking matzah. I mean, on Yom Tov, that's okay. I mean, on Shabbos. Right? That's hechsher mitzvah. But over here, aren't I doing what the Torah says? The Torah says, build a mikdash, and I'm building a mikdash. So why is this only a hechsher? So what do the Rishonim say?
The mitzvah is to have the Beis HaMikdash.
Ah, that is not what the Rishonim say. That is what the Achronim say. Okay, so that is, so there are two pshatim here, but that's not what the Rishonim say. Let's start with the Achronim. Gevaldi, because I forgot to put the Karen Ora on the sheet. I almost said about Fasoy Zeros. Did here? Look at the Karen Ora here. Gemar Chikin Hesher Mitzvah. Ayin Tosel Shapiros. And the Rav says the exact same thing. Just the Karen Ora said it first. Gemar Chikin Hesher Mitzvah. Ayin Tosel Shapiros. Davka Lav De Mechamer. Mishum Hachi Lo Yalfinim In Nabi Alma. Says, no. As the even of our mamish doing the mitzvah, it's still not doche. Came into Rove, keep it after mitzvah. Okay, we'll come. What does Tosos say? Well, he already quotes Tosos. I guess it's too late. We have to start with the Rishonim. What does Tosos and the Rishonim's chap? That, why is an actual mitzvah? Because what are we talking about here at this stage of the Gemara? Are we talking about Bone Vesoser and Bashel and Shchot? What are we talking about? Mechamer. What does Mechamer mean? Can a mechamer, can you build a Beis HaMikdash through mechamer? Like, I don't know, maybe, I guess, if someone invested $1 trillion in a lab, they could train monkeys to do bricklaying, and then they can mechamer the monkeys to lay bricks in the Beis HaMikdash. But clearly, that's not what they're talking about in the old days, right? Mechamer means you get your animal to work. Can your animal build a Beis HaMikdash? I think even Mizman Hazeh, I don't know. They could probably train monkeys, but they haven't yet, right? Ad Hayom Hazeh, no one has yet trained animals to build buildings. I don't know, maybe beavers, but it's okay, because like we don't make the Beis HaMikdash out of the same materials that beavers use, and besides, there's no water or anything. So clearly you can't be mechamer your animal to build for you. You could build, but what can your animal do? Can your animal build? Your animal can schlep, right? Schlep the building materials. So that's the Rishonim say. What the Rishonim say is Okay, someone remind me to get a new set.
It's fine.
Tosos, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all say the same thing. Mechamer is not building. Enichnami, building would be a mitzvah gufa. But the animal can't build, the animal can just schlep. Everyone knows, carrying the bricks on to the building site, that's not building, that's the hechsher of building. Torah said build, and I didn't build anything, I just put the bricks in place. That's taka, a hechsher mitzvah. And likewise, what is the kibbut of aim? Can the animals really honor my parents? What does kibbut mean? What does the Gemara say kibbut means? Ezeo kibbut, more in Kiddushin? Machil, umashkel, malbishu, manel, machlis, umotzi. Right, you take your father out, and you bring him in if he's too old to walk on his own, and you get him clothing, and shoes, and food, and drink, and you know, you change the light bulb, and you turn on the heat, and you turn off the heat, and, you know, whatever else he needs you to do around the house. Again, I don't know what they can train monkeys to do in a lab somewhere, but you can't have animals do any of those things. The animals can't do school, the animals can't make him a meal, and the animals can't get him clothing. Maybe a dog can fetch slippers, but lechor, that they didn't have that in those days yet. Right? And the animals can't be machnas umotzi. What can the animals do? The animals could schlep you the raw material so you could cook your father a meal. Right? So what did the animal do? The animal, what you can do is, let's say your father says he wants, I don't know, echves, he wants, a refrigerator full of cold beer. So it's too heavy for you to carry the refrigerator from your house. So you get your donkey to carry it through Rishus HaRabim or something. But that's not serving your father yet. That's not serving. The animal can't serve your father. The animal can just provide you with the raw materials to serve your father. So it's not building and not serving your father. So because it's mechamer, that's why it's only hechsher mitzvah. That's what Tosos says. Also, what do you mean? There's also cases where you're not metami visa kors to serve your father. Metami is about to bring something to serve your father. You're not ignoring the aveda to serve your father. You're ignoring the aveda to bring something to serve your father, but it's not actual service. Kibud meaning service, and it's certainly not actual building. That's what I have on the sheet here. The Rashba says, "Venir l'rach divrei rachzal shapirish da alav de mechamer koi klomer li olam b'alav de mechamer kashuch ligmir hakul dachi shani och de imbitulo lahechsher mitzvah levad shoshavat alav lo mekayim asay mamish don't you amalav mechamer acher behemazul lahavi gozlos Hold over shortly. How does man speak as Shemachamer into my mashal kavod al hashir kavodo? You're just bringing it. You're not giving it to him. And the next part, v'chein nami yachamer to binyan beis hamikdash, imbo binyan abayis mamashal lachshir binyan. Get built. You just get the stuff. Ritva says the same thing. V'chach perish minyatam v'kedushin first rachzal dalav v'machamer koy domer nigmar in the lo dachiv yarmin the shani hasam shomer lachamer b'shabbos v'alvin the gold hasam dover shetzorik lo ain so ikar mitzvahs kibud al hashir kavodo. Gilu bishul shchit lo sagim lo v'dhun ki guf midach gilu vashkach hashivi. The avodah the inam akovad atzmol gamri v'lo havi at varmen shrichim lo kevin efshalas mitzvah kiba begozos the varmen shirukan hechshem mitzvah yama chashivi. I read that quickly. We'll just go over it again. Two shaylas. Then there are two details that Tosos and the Rabban and the Rashba have to fill in. What are the two details? One detail is would shchita ubishul be hechshem mitzvah or mitzvah? Right? What about shchita and bishul? Are they also the hechsher mitzvah because you're not serving him the food yet? You're just preparing the food? Or no, maybe because shchita and bishul are inherently necessary to prepare food. That's considered part of the kibbutz itself. That, I think, is an open question. I don't know, you know, that could go either way. But at least the Ritva says, it would be a mitzvah itself. Because anything which is inherently connected to serving your father, that counts as the mitzvah itself. Like, obviously you have to cook the food, because he has to have cooked food. As opposed to schlepping it on a donkey from one place to the other, that's not inherently part of the process of preparing a meal. Therefore, that is not considered part of the Maisa mitzvah itself. Rav Chanan, just in the Kumbhat Urs, just explains this. But as he says, anything which is inherently connected, inherently part of preparing a meal, like shchita and bishul, is kibud. Maybe it was a non-inherently part of the meal, like mechaber is not kibud. Okay, could be. He also medayik from Tosos and Shabbos that way, because there's a Tosos and Shabbos that who says that shchit and bishul is the mitzvah itself, not machshirin. So he says that could fit in with Tosos here. Shchit and bishul is the mitzvah itself. So the Ritva says the mitzvah, and likewise Tosos and Shabbos lefi the kovetz ha'aros. He also says the same thing. So you could have said shchit and bishul is also a hechsher. But you should say shchit and bishul is a mitzvah. Okay, second question. What if the aveira is actually serving him? Like, what if you have a case where the actual serving is the aveira? Like for example, shchit and bishul. Or, would that be docha? Or, what if he says, you're actually serving me, he says, please give me a cold drink. The only thing he has, all the cold drinks are Rishas HaYachin, he's a Rishas HaRabin. And, you know, he is very old and broke his legs and he can't move. Right, and they haven't invented wheelchairs yet. So, what can you do? So therefore, the actual serving him is the Aveira. So, is it docha? So here, also not so clear, and that's what the Karen Oracle from Tosfos. That feel osbi guva mitzvah l'dochi kevin a rov kibud hechsher mitzvah. What does Tosfos say? At least Tosfos says you could have said that it's docha. Tosfos says still not docha. And here he has to be a bit nidchak. Why is it still not docha? Why is it still not docha? Because since kibud is usually hechsher mitzvah, it's gzeres hakasav that it's not docha. Right. Kibud is usually hechsher mitzvah. What I mean is, the aveira is usually in the hechsher mitzvah. Every kibud has a full mitzvah at the end. The aveira usually comes in the hechsher, in the hechsher slot, in the hechsher stage. And what I think Tosfos means by this is that it's not that kibud is not docha because it's hechsher mitzvah. Kibud is not docha because of gzeres hakasav. We just want to know whether we can extrapolate. So he said we can't extrapolate because it's usually hechsher mitzvah. But there could still be exeris custom, like kibud of aim. So okay, that's two side points that come up if you hold like Tosfos. However, the Rav very much didn't like this last explanation. So he said maybe you could pull Tosfos towards the Karen Ora. What does the Karen Ora say? He says a different part. B'li hayanireh dekol kibud hechsher mitzvah hi. What does he say? The Karen Ora says differently than the Rishonim. And the Rav wants to say that maybe this is what Tosfos means when he goes back to Rav, maybe he's changing his tune and going along the lines of the Karen Ora. Right? So the Rav wants to say, maybe even this what Tosfos means. Who cares if it's usually kibud? He says a lumdish bart. They're saying a practical bart. No, a lumdish bart. By definition, kibud av va'aim and binyan beis hamikdash are hechsher mitzvah. Why? Why? How would you say this in modern day lumdish terminology? Anyone? Exactly. Exactly. Because the mitzvah is not the maisa binyan. The mitzvah is not the maisa kibud. The mitzvah is the totsa'ah. Right? Because the maisa is not a mitzvah. The totsa'ah is a mitzvah. This is a yesod that many of their chumash are chadish. That some mitzvahs, a fundamental tool in the lumdish toolbox, bismanenu. Some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the maisa. The mitzvah is the maisa. What's the mitzvah of lulav? The maisa of netilas lulav. What's the mitzvah of sukkah? Lechora, the maisa of yeshiva sukkah. Right? What's the mitzvah of shofar? Let's say the maisa of tkiya shofar, perhaps. Right? What's the mitzvah of matzah? The maisa of achilas matzah. However, in some mitzvahs, the mitzvah is the maisa. The mitzvah is the totsah, the result, such as, for example, what's the mitzvah of makeh? Not the maisa of building a makeh. The mitzvah is the totsah that you have a makeh. V'haraya, everyone hires a goy to build their makeh. There's no shlichus for a goy, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah, right? You're not yotzei the mitzvah, because there's no shlichus for a goy, midoraisa, right? So therefore, you didn't build the makeh, and if you didn't build the makeh, you didn't do the mitzvah. So how can you hire a guy? The answer is it's not a mitzvah to build a makkah. It's a mitzvah to have a makkah. And in the end, you have a makkah. Right? That is, that's a yesodish, a lot of the Echonim Rechadish. So that's what the Keren Or, he doesn't use these words. But that's the Keren Or and the Rav are saying here. They're saying, being a Beis HaMikdash, what does he say? He says, Lios Mokom Mishchan Shinasu Yisbarach Shema Avol Binyan Atzim LeBeker Mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to build. The mitzvah is to have a mikdash, to have the shechina. The mitzvah is to have a mikdash, not to build a mikdash. The Rav brings another interesting raya. He brings two rayas. A, how come in Bayis Rishon they had goyim build a beis hamikdash? Again, there's no shlichos for a goy, and therefore they weren't mekayim the mitzvah. The answer is no, the mitzvah is not to build. The mitzvah is to have a mikdash. And in the end, the goyim didn't have a mikdash. They went back home to Lebanon. The Jews had the mikdash. And that's why Bayis Shlishi, how come, according to most Rishonim, the Bayis Shlishi will come down from Shemayim? We won't be able to do the mitzvah. Why won't Hashem want us to do the mitzvah? The answer is no, because we are doing the mitzvah, because we'll have a mikdash. Don't have to build a mikdash. We have to have a mikdash. The mitzvah is the result, not the maisa. And therefore, the mitzvah is the result. What's the maisa? The maisa is just a heksher mitzvah of getting to the result, because the mitzvah is in the totsah. Whenever the mitzvah is in the totsah, the maisa is merely a heksher. And the Rav says the same thing about kibud av va'aim. The mitzvah is not the maisa. And he says, maybe that's what's going on Tosfos. Why is usually the maisas done are just preparatory? Because the mitzvah of kibud av va'aim is never to do a certain maisa. What's the maisa of kibud av va'aim? The mitzvah is the result that your father is honored. The result that your father is taken care of, that he's respected. Right? It's not any particular maisa. It's the end result of kibud. Therefore, which is an abstract result. I know, binyan mikdash is a more concrete result. Kibud is a little more of an abstract result, but it's also a concrete result, because kibud means that his needs are taken care of. Right? And mora means that he's respected. So the mitzvah is not doing something. The mitzvah is that your father should be taken care of. That your father should be taken care of. And therefore, any maisa you do, by definition, is only a hechsher mitzvah. Because the maisa is never the mitzvah. The maisa is just a way to get to the result, and the result is the mitzvah.
Sometimes I would think that part of the nachas ruach that you give a parent is that you're doing it for him, not just that he has the food.
That is an interesting question. That is a whole sugya in and of itself, based on the whole story with, was it Rav Ashi? I forget. Can you have someone else take care of your parent or not? This is mamish maisim chol yom bismanenu, right? Do you have to take care of your parent yourself, or can you hire a Filipino? As they say in this country, I don't know what they say in America. They call it putting in a nursing home, right? Here we're much better off. Everyone knows that hiring a Filipino is much better than putting your mother in a nursing home, like they do in America. Although, whatever, obviously depends on the circumstances in real life cases. Do you have to take care of your parents yourself, or can you hire someone else to do it? So that is a very, very good ha'ara. That is a very good ha'ara. But I think either way, the lumdus will survive, so we're not going to get into it now.
But Chazal gives such exact examples of machilo, mashkeo, manalo.
No, but that's the point. What does machilo mean? That he should have food. What does mashkeo mean? He should have drink. What does malbisho mean? He should have clothing. And it doesn't matter what you do. It matters that you accomplish the goal. That he should be able to be yotzei v'nichnas. That's exactly the point. It's not that you have to do anything. You don't have to cook. They don't say you're the one who has to cook. They don't say you're the one who has to pour. They just say you have to make sure he has food. You have to make sure he has a drink. You have to make sure he has clothing and shoes and can get in and can get out.
Even if it has to be you, it could still be the totzah.
Correct. That's what I meant. So if you take, now this is an assumption, but if you take this assumption, I'll just point out one more thing. The Rav said. The Rav says this can explain the third example as well. One, keep it up a aim. Two, binyan beis hamikdash. Three, there's another mitzvah saseh. This is the first Minchas Chinuch has an arichas about this that would seem to work out better if it was totzah oriented than maisa oriented, which is puravu. Why? Because it's very hard to figure out what the maisa puravu is, right? You can't do a maisa puravu. That's not biyad bnei adam to do a maisa puravu. Obviously, if you do a maisa of attempted puravu, right? That's clear. But you can't really do a maisa puravu. That's mafteichos bidei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah of puravu lachora is not the maisa. The mitzvah of puravu is the totsa'ah, and you can bring many rais for that. That has to do with why, if a guy converts, you know, why does he still makayim puravu if he had children who's a guy? So it could be because even though he's not doing the maisa mitzvah when he's a Jew, he still has the totsa'ah. Although that's I'm not going to get into the details. That's a very complicated technical kashas on that. But the Rav uses this to answer the famous kash of Tosis in Gidin Daf Mem Aleph. Tosis, yes, in Gidin Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph. What does it say? A guy is a chatzi eved chatzi ben chorin. What's his problem?
Can't marry
him. Right. Problem is, not the problem is that he's a chatzi eved. Some guys are full of adam. You know, that's life. Back in the day. The problem is that he can't do puravu because he can't marry a shifra and he can't marry bas chorin. Right? So, therefore, what do they do? What's the takana? What did they do?
They forced him
to be mishachar him. Tosas asks, what do you mean? Asei dochalosasa. Let him marry, and asei puravu is dochalosasa. Why can't you say asei dochalosasa? So, answers the Rav, he says, no, you can't say asei dochalosasa puravu. Puravu is only hechsher mitzvah, because the mitzvah don't solve having kids. The maisa he does ba'avera is only the hechsher mitzvah. By definition, puravu, you can only do it behechsher mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is a totsah, and therefore, ain't asei doche lo sase, because we learned here that a hechsher mitzvah is not doche, a lo sase. That is the chiddush of the Karen Ora and the Rav. The maisa gufalav mitzvah yelah kibadu mitzvah. The maisa itself is not a mitzvah. The kiyum, the more abstract result of kibud, is the mitzvah. But the mice itself is not a mitzvah. Only a mice a mitzvah, we can say, a seito chlosase. Anytime the mice is just a hechitimtza fulfilling something else, that's called hechsher mitzvah. And it's not because later on you have to do something else. It's not a temporal thing. It's that by definition, when the mitzvah is a certain result, the mice is merely a hechsher. That's the one deshkidish, the rub, and the keren ora.
Would the totsa be dochet the lav? Meaning, when you have a
maisa and a totsa together? No, because it's the maisa that we look at. Basically, once you're not doing a maisa mitzvah, any maisa you're doing, even if immediately the kiyum is chal, that maisa itself is not the mitzvah. There's something more abstract in the background that's the mitzvah. Since the mice itself is not the mitzvah, then it's not dope for the Aveira. That's the chiddush of the Rav and the Karen Ora. Only if the mice itself is a mitzvah. That's a big chiddush. That's the chiddush they say to explain the day of Tosfos.
By Maket, you could tell if you, let's say, Mirul and so you could tell if Goyim is not the Maket.
Exactly.
And you wouldn't have to put all Shabbos to do it.
Exactly. You could, okay, exactly. Okay, now we're back to, now that we explained Tosfos.
Maybe this is only based on the mitzvahs we've discussed so far, but it seems like the distinction between, or possible between, whether you're Makan Mitzvah through the Totsah or the Maisa is, it seems that all the ones with the Totsah, the Tom is readily apparent. As opposed to the Maisa, it doesn't seem that way.
That's definitely true, meaning Totsah only makes sense when there's some readily apparent thing we call the Totsah. But there are plenty of mitzvahs that are Maisa, the Tom is also readily apparent. Right? Matzah, the mitzvah of the Maisa, the Tom is very readily apparent. Sukkah, the mitzvah of the Maisa, the Tom is very readily apparent. So, one, you know, you're right in one direction, but that whenever we're talking about a Totsah, obviously the Tom has to be apparent, otherwise how would we name the Totsah? But there are plenty of things with the mitzvah of the Maisa that Tom is also very passionate. But another example of Totsah would l'chora be a lot of Ben al-Khabir, like Tzedakah. L'chora, the mitzvah is not the Maisa of giving the guy money, the mitzvah is the Totsah that that he has the that he has the money. Although, I don't know that that would tie into our local discussion on Seder Chlosasa. Now, okay, we have to at least see if we can at least do a kol shehu of today's Makarosh. So, the Rashi, back to Rashi. Now, we learned Rashi, and Tosfos, we have one, the most interesting kashya is always the one that no one asks and no one deals with, which is, why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos? So, why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos? Maybe we could already get a hand here, and if you were mine and some of your children this doctrine, for sure you know. Why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos, perhaps? Why didn't Rashi say like Tosfos is a hechsher mitzvah? Because maybe, what did Rashi think?
Evil does not mind
what? No, I'd rather. Why didn't Rashi say hechsher mitzvah means preparation for the mitzvah? Ah, exactly, because he holds Mechamer really was the mitzvah. L'chora, that's the best way to defend Rashi. Why did Rashi reject Tosfos? I know I'm speaking anachronistically. Reject Tosfos? Because Rashi must hold that not only does he hold against the current Oras Lamdus. Nah, don't give me any of this lumbus. Pinyin Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah. And keep it up. It was a mitzvah. Prove it was a mitzvah. Don't give me your mice until it's all lumbus. Of whatever will be shown Mechamer. He must hold that even Mechamer is a mitzvah itself. And therefore, Hechsher mitzvah can't mean preparation of mitzvah. He must hold that even Mechamer is the Etzema mitzvah. Now, he has to hold that about either Pinyin Beis HaMikdash or keep it up in aim. Keep it up aim, it's harder. Why would he think Mechamer is the mitzvah itself? Must be keep it up aim. What must he hold? He must hold that even Mechamer is the mitzvah itself of keep it up aim. Why is Mechamer the mitzvah itself of keep it up aim? Why might Rashi hold that? Is the mitzvah itself of, let's assume he's talking about keep it up aim. Why? Why would Rashi hold that even Mechamer itself is a mitzvah of keep it up aim? Why would the Mechamer be a mitzvah itself? Isn't the Mechamer just preparation? Why is the Mechamer the mitzvah itself?
Because your father told you to do it.
Ah, so one pshat is, right? Why? One pshat is because your father told you to do it. And maybe what does Rashi hold, right? This is, all the Achronim deal with this. Anyone know what Masechet you can learn about Kibbutz of Amen? Kiddushin, right? So you can learn about all about Kibbutz of Amen and Kiddushin until you want to learn about, right, the famous question. Anyone ever meet high school kids? What's the one halachic question they always have? Do you have to listen to your father? Right? So that you can't find in Masechet Kiddushin. That you have to look in the footnotes in Masechet Kiddushin, which quote an Achron who tells you to look in your Bama Stav Bav. That's in your Bama Stav Bav. So maybe what does Rashi hold? Why? Maybe because it's a mitzvah to obey your father. Your father told you to be mechamer. He said, go be mechamer and bring me things on Shabbos. So therefore, you're right, it's only a hechsher mitzvah feeding him. But besides feeding him, you have to listen to your father. Maybe Rashi holds the mitzvah to listen to your father. This is a big machlokas rishonim. Do you have to listen to your father or not? For example, if you look at the Ramban and the Rashba that I put on this Makorah sheet, right, look at the Rashba right after the underlying part. There are many ways in the Achronim of reading this Rashi. You can find them in the footnotes, but I'm just reading Pasuk Shat. Even if your father told me Mechamer, the real kavod is to satisfy your father's needs. If your father just tells you to do something stam, that's not kavod. Telling you to do something stam is not kavod. That kavod doesn't have an say. You can't be doing any kind of love. Right? What does the Rashi say? Again, the simple shot of the Rashi, I think, is saying that kavod means to satisfy your father's needs, to give your father what he needs, to take care of your father. Kavod means to take care of your father. If your father tells you to do something, stop. If your father tells you, I want, right? Sure, this happens to people. You have to see this movie. I really want you to see this movie. So if your father says, I want you to drive me to the movie, that's kavod. That's called, he doesn't quote it, but it says, machniso motzio. Yeah, if your father wants to go to the movie, you have to drive him. That's kavod. Father says, no, I already saw the movie. That's why I'm coming home and tell you, you have to see this movie. Right? So, okay, so what about the question of bitul mitzvah, etc., right? But even without getting into that, what do you mean my father tells me about seeing my father tells me anything? He says, you have to read this book. You have to do a lot of things, right? Well, why do I have to? Just as my father told me. That's not kibbutz. Kibbutz HaMaim is to take care of my father. Not just do random things because he told me to. Not to listen to my father. That's in the army. You have to listen to the melech. It doesn't say anywhere you have to listen to your father. It says you have to serve your father. Say, Nechlami, if he needs something, if he needs a hamburger, I have to bring him a hamburger. But if he tells me to eat a hamburger, then I don't have to eat a hamburger. So what does the Rashi say? Mechamer, the fact that he tells me doesn't make it a mitzvah. The only mitzvah is that I'm bringing him food. But that's only a heksher mitzvah. The Ritva and the Ramban all say the same thing. Okay, he just even said Amarle, even though your father told you to, that's not the real mitzvah, that's only the hechsher. So here we have a machlokas rishonim. Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva say, there's no mitzvah to stam listen to your father. The mitzvah is only if he needs something. But maybe Rashi holds, right? That there is a mitzvah to listen to your father. If so, I think that would explain another Rashi. This is not my Lishitase. This is not my Deacon Rashi. This is the Rebbe's Deacon Rashi. What's the strangest Rashi in the in Dibur Hamaschil? Where are Hitame? What did your father say? Your father told you Hitame, you don't listen. What would you have said? Your father told you Hitame. What would you have illustrated? Why did your father tell you Hitame? What might you have said? What would you have said? You had to illustrate a case. You were making a children's coloring book. Your father told you Hitame, you're a Kohen. Who's a Kohen? No one's like, oh, okay, fine, I'll be a Kohen. I'm a Kohen, my father tells me Hitame, I don't listen. How would you illustrate it? Here's a cemetery. There's my father sitting on a chair. There's me at the gate of the cemetery with a puzzled look on my face. And what's inside the cemetery? A fruit or a Budweiser or whatever it is that, that a hamburger, whatever my father wants, right? But what does Rashi say? Amalo of lekoini tami v'is, of course, l'hashem aveda, to be meshem aveda. Where does Hashem's aveda come into play here? Where does Hashem's aveda tie in here? Right? That's strange. Now, I know, where did Rashi get the idea of Hashem's aveda? Because amalo of hitame, or what is, or? Al Tachzir. So okay, one is Al Tachzir and the other is Tachzir. So that's where Rashi was inspired to get the idea of Aveda. But that's not a good explanation. Right? I understand. Like, if you ask, why do you pick the example of Aveda? Okay, so it was already a Bryce that talked about Aveda in the other line. Right? Your father told you not to be Meshav Aveda or to be Matame and to be Meshav Aveda. But why did Rashi have to add this Aveda? Why not just say, I'm in love with Hitame? Why not just either say Hitame to bring me something or just don't say anything? Why did Rashi have to add the unnecessary words? Hitame l'hashav aveda, right? So, what is the rich memdike? Why does Rashi have to add the unnecessary words of Tamei L'Hashem Aveda? Why does Rashi have to say the case is L'Hashem Aveda? Why not just say, what is Rashi adding? What's Rashi being mechadish to us? So the Aruch Lener has three pshat, and the Ritva has a fourth. But I think Pashup shot is, what's unique about your father telling you Yishami L'Hashem Aveda? It doesn't help. Doesn't help who? It doesn't help. It helps the other guy who lost the Aveda, right? He doesn't say L'Hashem Aveda so. That would be a different story. L'Hashem Aveda. Your father stopped telling you. That's a halacha. You don't. A Kohen doesn't go to the cemetery to be Meshav Aveda. Your father tells you, no, I want you to be Meshav the Aveda. But that doesn't benefit your father at all. Why does Rashi throw an Aveda here? Maybe Rashi's Lishitase, right? A, in Hechsher Mitzvah. And two, Hitame Lahashav Aveda. Rashi's looking for an example to teach us that keeping of the aim is not only if you're serving your father and helping him and giving him what he needs. Keeping of the aim is any time he wants you to do something, it's keeping of the aim. And therefore, Rashi says, what's the case of keeping of the aim where it's not worth being nitma for? Right? That it's keeping of the aim, even it's still not worth being nitma, but it's still called keeping of the aim even if he tells you to give back Yenim Zaveda. Right? Even if he tells you, go, you know, I don't know, go bring Mrs. Greenberg, a cake. That's still keeping of the aim, even though it has nothing to do with him. He doesn't owe her the cake. Right? So it could be that that's the Ritva reads Pshat and Rashi. Though Rashi is trying to bring Rames, he used that Veda of the Rebbe's because that's the context. He's trying to bring Rames that even if your father tells you to do something that is not for him, it's still called keeping of the aim. But, and if it wasn't a cemetery, you would have to do it. But since it is a cemetery, you don't have to do it. In which case, Rashi is Lishitase, two places on our Amud, that he holds that it's a mitzvah to listen to your father, even if it's a mitzvah to listen to your father, even if he's not asking for service, he's just asking for you to do something that he thinks is a good idea for you to do.
Isn't this case a little more complicated? The child, the son himself, has a mitzvah to Hashem. You have, so here you
correct.
Have...
So that's the another pshat the Aruch Lener says. This is the Ritva's pshat. He takes another pshat. He says, maybe to teach that even two assays aren't worth being nitmah for. Right? So there are other pshats in Rashi. But one pshat in Rashi, this is the Ritva's pshat in Rashi. And of course, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says, oh, you silly Rashi. What are you talking about, L'Hashem Aveda? That's not keeping on aim in the first place because it's not helping your father. So why even bring it up? But he knows that he holds, like the other Rishonim, there's no mitzvah to listen to your father's stam. L'chor, that's also Tosus, you can be a diet. Right? Because Tosus says that, unless he says your father didn't tell you to do it, okay, I won't be a diet. But that the ritual Ishitase holds that, rejects Rashi, says that's not called kibbut in the first place. But Rashi thinks it is called kibbut. I know there are other ways of reading Rashi. But at least one way of reading Rashi, I can't promise it the right way, would be Lishitase. If it wasn't Lishitase, I wouldn't promise anything. I still not promising. Is that Rashi holds that it's a mitzvah even just to listen to the Stam. Next time we'll come back and briefly finish looking through the summarizing the Rishonim and Achronim about this very halachal maisa question of whether or not you have to listen to your father's Stam and what the lumdus behind it is. And we'll go on. I'll just give a short new Makorah sheet. I'll finish up the Makorahs about Mechamer for Behemoto Shabbos. And then we'll finish up Bava Malik. And we'll save the Bava Beis for...